Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is Tuesday, November 20th. I almost said 28th. The 18th. It's the 18th. I am a little just confused this morning. I'm getting ready and I just hear downpour of rain outside. Just downpour. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I better leave a couple minutes early. It's really raining to get out there. And it was raining. I'm in Summerlin and I'm on the 215 going 53 miles an hour. Like,
wow.
It was like I could barely see. As soon as I like cross Flamingo, Tropicana, dry as bone, nothing. And I was like, what is going on? Is anyone else experiencing that? I get here to the radio station, nothing. And I'm just like, did it rain in your part of town this morning?
It sprinkled. It like maybe like a little bit, but this whole morning, it was barely anything. It's one of those, it reminds me of one of those movies where you're a cartoon character and it's only raining on you.
Yes, that's how it felt. Oh, it was just like so, I was so confused. I'm like, okay, so this is just a little area here. I'm sure it's going to be moving. We actually have a flood watch in effect for Clark County right now. So keep that in mind. Even if you you are driving somewhere, school or work this morning, make sure you give yourself some extra time. Even if you're in the southwest part of town, there's nothing here yet. But it was just so wild driving. Yeah. I'm like, well, I guess we're okay over here on this part of town.
I thought that it was going to be a downpour the entire time because, you know, I'm here maybe like 20 minutes or so earlier than you. I'm like, oh, the rain, the clouds must have come in. The downpour is here. It was just on you.
Yeah, all by myself. Well, there was quite a few other people out there. I know there was some people driving so crazy. And I'm like, dude, you got to slow down here.
Yeah.
I know we're on the freeway. I know I'm going slow. But it is, people are hydroplaning. It was really, really bad. So, yeah, kind of a weird way to wake up and get things going this morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yesterday, we finally finished Selling Sunset, the reunion.
Sunset. Okay, Selling, so you haven't Sunset. You haven't started the OC yet.
I have not started the OC yet because I'm trying to get into F1. So I'm next on my queue is Drive to Survive.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Yes, but speaking of Selling Sunset, like over the seasons, do you feel like it's just getting way too dramatic? Like it's like not scripted, but just a little too much.
I honestly did not like this season at all. I watched Selling the OC right after. I like Selling the OC way better. It's not even about the homes anymore, honestly. Not that I was watching it for the homes, but I did like to see like these beautiful mansions and stuff. But it's just so over the top, so dramatic, so ugly. It's just, I don't get much enjoyment from it anymore.
Yeah, after watching the reunion, I really used to love the character Chrishell. When she came on the show, she was so sweet. And then now I've kind of like turned against her.
She's awful. Right? She was awful. She quit the show too after this season.
Did.
Yeah, she's like, I'm done. And I'm like, good.
Yeah, she wasn't very nice. But other than that, I'm excited. I'm going to get into Drive to Survive. I know there's 7 seasons, but I think I'm still going to start from the beginning.
I think you should start from the beginning. And I think you're going to go through it faster than you think.
Okay.
I really do. And it was just so cool while I was watching the Raiders game last night, the Raiders and the Cowboys. And a bunch of the drivers were at the game. Lando Norris was at the game. Carlos Sainz was at the game. And I'm like, they're showing a crown shot. And I'm like, there's Carlos. Oh my gosh. And my husband's like, relax. I'm like, no, you don't understand. This is just, I don't know. It's just really cool to have them in our town. And if you're not into F1, you know what? We have this for the next, I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
It's easy to get into it. And I was telling Steph, a good starter way to get into it is that show. It is like a reality show, but it is, these drivers are really cool. They have different personalities and it's going to be a lot of fun. Sophie told me you texted her about something about F1 yesterday. I already forget what it was about, though.
I did. It's something that she's going to talk about on today's show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to have her on. She's going to be on the show right around 8:30 this morning. She's giving us an F1 tip every day to just kind of get everyone up to speed, see what's going on, teach you something new if you're not an F1 fan. So it is F1 for the 702, 8:30. My daughter Sophie will be on the show this morning. So that should be a lot of fun. Really excited for the show today because we have a lot going on. Aside from that, we've got your tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. That is happening at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. We also have an early edition of Heads Up just after 6 o'clock. Your tickets to see Derek Huff. He's got a really cool show coming to the Fountain Blue. It is his encore show, and we want to get you in first and for free, so make sure you are listening for that. Have you ever had a stranger decide that they are kind of the self-appointed boss of you? Like, you're out in public, you're minding your own business, and suddenly someone walks up and they just have all this confidence and they tell you how to live your life. And those moments kind of stick with you. And it sounds like you had one of those. Was it yesterday?
Yep. At the park. I'm walking Momo and he always loves, you know, those trees at the park that are planted in memory of somebody.
Yeah. And they usually have some sort of like a plaque or something with them.
Exactly. And let's just say dogs love those things. They pee on those things all the time. And I'm not going to lie to you. Momo does too.
Oh.
I know. I feel
that's so sad.
But it's a public place, Mercedes.
I know, but there's no other like trees without plaques that they could find. You're peeing on the plaque. He's peeing on the plaque?
He's straight up pees on the plaque.
Oh, that's so sad.
You know what? I'm gonna be more detailed. You know they have sometimes like those fake flowers next to it?
Yeah.
He pees on the fake flowers.
Dude! This is so sad.
I get it.
I don't know what the stranger said to you, but I'm starting to side with them.
I think you're understanding where this is going, okay?
No.
So we're at the park minding our business. There's a stranger about like 5 feet away from this plaque that Momo's going pee on.
Oh, my God.
And I've never seen a stranger in my life. She's sitting on like a bench near it, but not like on it. Like she's in memoriam of it, right? So when Momo's going pee on the placard, this lady is like, excuse me, get your dog off my so-and-so's memorial. And my worst nightmare. It's like out of all of the times this person wanted to visit the memoriam, Momo had to go pee on it. So I'm like, oh my God, I am so sorry. I froze. But while Momo's peeing, I'm not going to go grab him. I'm not going to pull him or anything. I just got to let him go. So the stranger is like, you know, he could get him off my memoriam, blah, blah, blah. I'm apologizing. But I said something that did not make the situation better.
Oh, no. What'd you say?
I said, He pees here all the time. I am so sorry.
Oh, no.
And then she's going off on me like, are you kidding me? I paid thousands of dollars for this tray, da 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 da. And I kind of just blanked out at that moment. I froze. When Momo's done peeing, I just get him. I carry him. I don't even like pull him on his leash. I carry him and I walk away. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Meanwhile, there's all these people at the park just staring at us like, oh, my God. That lady is getting chewed out by this girl. Meanwhile, all of us do it. All of us dog owners, we do it. We just let them go.
Why do you let them do that on someone's like memoriam?
I don't think anything of it at the time.
You don't like, would you be mad if someone's dog went and peed on like the gravesite of one of your loved ones?
I would be honored.
I would be honored if a dog peed on like your grandpa's, the father's like tombstone.
My grandpa would be like, I'm glad that dog chose me.
Oh, I love you to death, but I can totally understand where she is coming from. I would be so upset. And I do get it. It is a park. But like, I think for me, it's less of the tree and more of the plaque. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like if you go to the other side of it and pee on the tree, yeah, dogs pee on trees. But I think to me, that's kind of symbolic of you peeing on that person. You know what I mean? And so I do get like, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. And then also, have you ever had a stranger just like go off on you? Like you had no idea what was going on. And all of a sudden they start yelling at you. That makes me sad for the other person.
And it's like with dogs, they don't know. Like they don't know that's a memorial thing. I know I should do better by just like pushing him and pulling him better. I just feel like I was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
So are you going to let him continue going on those?
Not on that one.
Not on any of them. Don't do it.
I mean, hey, dogs do it all the time.
Just go on a tree, not on the plaques. I don't know why that bothers me so bad.
I do feel bad after seeing that, and maybe I'll change my ways after that, but it's just like dogs do it all the time. It's not out of rudeness or anything. It's just when dogs smell their pee, the other dogs will pee on it.
Right. Yes. Be the trendsetter. Break the cycle. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I have strangers yell at me all the time. Half the time, I don't even know what they're saying. And you know what? That reminded me. I had a guy yell at me at the grocery store a couple of months ago. I was in the produce section. And I had to sneeze. Like I could just feel the sneeze coming on, a normal sneeze. So I go and I sneeze, and this guy, this older man out of nowhere, turns and he points at me like I'm on trial, and he's like, "You need to cover your mouth. People are trying to shop." But here's the part. I had covered my mouth. I sneezed into my armpit like I always do.
Uh-huh.
I even did the little pivot away from everyone so I wouldn't sneeze on this stuff. But he decides he's going to like be the captain of fresh produce and yell at me. And then I go, sir, I don't know where I got this attitude from. I go, sir, if my sneeze ruined your day, you were already having a bad one.
Oh my
I just walked away.
Okay, sassy Mercedes.
I was like, where did that come? Let's talk to Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever been cursed by a stranger, or do you want to talk about Steph's dog thing? What's going on?
I have not, but I do find it extremely disrespectful to... as a dog owner to let your dog desecrate somebody's memorial.
Oh my gosh, I feel so guilty now.
I think Stephanie, you and I are coming from the same place. We love you, Steph. We really do. But you got to stop doing that. You got to stop doing that.
I think I'm just going to pull him away. I just got to train him or retrain him to not pee on those things.
Or just, yeah, have him go somewhere else. Like, there's got to be trees without memoriams, do you think?
There's a lot of trees with memoriams.
Oh, man.
I mean, every single tree is planted in honor of somebody, so I feel bad.
Oh, yeah. I think I would be really like assessed.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to the show. It is 6:03. It is Tuesday, November 18th. Rainy out there in some parts of town. I was talking earlier about how it was a complete and total downpour. my part of town in Summerlin this morning, and then I get to work, and it is dry as a bone here in the southwest part of town. So just trying to figure out what is going on with this weather, but there is a flood warning in effect here in Clark County today. So basically, that means what it sounds like. Just warning you from flash flooding here in town. You know how it gets when those roads get wet. So just be careful. Turn around. Don't drown. Don't do all that kind of stuff. You
Please.
Know, it can get pretty nasty here. But the good news is should just last a day or two and then have a nice little weekend here. F1 is in town. Super excited about that. How are you doing? I was going to ask you, you mentioned last week your aunt was not well. I don't know why I was thinking about that this morning. How is your aunt doing?
She's good. And the reason why she's not doing well is because she's suffered through chronic hip pain for years.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, she's has to get surgery for it and all that. But she's like doing little things to help her. And when I saw her on Friday, she was in town and we were out at dinner. And I was just asking her like, hey, how are you doing? How's your hip? And she said, I have finally found something that works for me. And I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, she's on some medication or maybe she's doing yoga, something within those realms.
Yeah.
She goes, pulls out something from her pocket and it's a crystal. It's a clear quartz crystal.
Clear quartz. Interesting.
Yes. And it's beautiful the way this thing is shaped and it's freshly polished. And she keeps it in her left pocket where her hip pain is. And she's like, ever since I put this clear quartz crystal in my pocket, my hip pain, gone.
It's totally gone.
And yes, I believe in crystals. I believe in the power of them. I have obsidian for protection in my car. But like physical pain, I would have never guessed that crystals are actually help healing chronic hip pain she's had for decades.
A lot of people think it's mind over matter. And I do get that. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm with you, though. I figure if this is the worst thing I believe in, then I'm pretty okay. But yeah, I am a 100% a believer. The crystals and stuff like that. I wear a jade ring every day for prosperity and just steady energy. I keep a rock in my pocket. I took it out when you said that.
Which one is that?
This is malachite. I keep this in my pocket. It pulls in the good and it absorbs the bad before it gets to me. And then I have bracelets on, tiger's eye for strength.
Yes.
Obsidian for protection, hematite to ground me so I don't spiral when the day gets heavy. So if I leave the house without any of these things, I feel off. I'm like, oh, what's going on? So I do believe in that stuff. Some people are like, whatever. And I get it. But it's like it works for me,
A few weeks ago, remember I was going through it at work and I was just stressed out. You could even tell. And I try to hide it. I remember after the show, you came into my studio, you said, hey, you need this more than me. And you gave me one of your crystals.
I gave you angel eye.
Yes.
It's peace. It's spiritual awareness. It helps you. It kind of opens the channels to talk to your spiritual guide. So yeah, I gave you some angel eye. I hope that worked.
I did like a full 180 once you gave me angel eye. And it wasn't right away, but eventually like things got lighter. So thank you for the angel eye.
I'm telling you, sometimes some of these woo-woo things, that's what my husband calls them. He's like,
woo-woo?
Is this one of your woo-woo things? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, that's fine. I don't mind. But he goes, sometimes those woo-woo things work,
Whatever makes us happy. And if it's the woo-woo things, we're going to woo-woo.
I know. We have a lot coming up on the show this morning, 7:30. Tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. And not only will you win a 4-pack of tickets to the show when they come to town, you will be qualified to win a pair of meet and greet passes. That is our grand prize for that. So that is happening this morning at 7:30. In just a couple of minutes, an early edition of Heads Up. We've got tickets to see Derek Hough, Symphony of Dance, the Encore. That is on the way with Heads Up. And coming up next, we have what's trending. Paris Hilton says she is self-made in a new interview, and the internet has some thoughts on that. She explains why she believes the Hilton name had nothing to do with her success. That story coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending on Mix 94.1.
Paris Hilton is trending this morning. What do you guys think about this? She did a new interview, and the headline from it is her saying that she is self-made. I saw that and I kind of sat with it for a second, because hearing the name Hilton makes you think of hotels and money before anything else, right? Mm-hmm. So she talks about wanting independence when she was a teenager. And she says she tried to avoid asking her family for help because she wanted her career to stand on its own. And she shared the moment that she realized she had accomplished that. She said it was when her grandfather, she was talking to her grandfather, Baron Hilton, and he said, "You know, Paris, I used to be known as Baron Hilton until people started calling me Paris Hilton grandfather."
Oh, man.
And that's when she said she knew she made it, that her brand had grown, and that she did it all on her own. She also says a last name does not necessarily build a career. She says she knows people with well-known names who have never used them for anything. She brought up Kylie Jenner. She said Kylie Jenner is also self-made. She says that any woman who builds a business on her own deserves that self-made label. What do you guys think?
This is interesting. I'm sorry. This is just maybe a very narcissistic thing to say from Paris, because yes, did she gain popularity from, I feel like she gained popularity during her party days. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Remember A Simple Life?
Yes.
The reality show she did with Nicole Richie. I think that's when she kind of really got on my map.
Yeah, agreed. And I think when you get that name, oh my God, this is Paris Hilton, the Hilton name is what got you there. Everything afterwards, great for you. The hard work that you put in to build your brand, that is amazing. But that name alone gave you the stepping stone to get to the success that you're at now. Self-made, that's like a very loose term in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think that Nicole Richie, Lionel Richie's daughter, mm-hmm. Paris Hilton, Hilton family heir, I don't think you would have had opportunities that you had without having some sort of connection to money, power. You've had some privileges. I don't think Michelle Jones from Des Moines, Iowa is going to get a chance to do The Simple Life.
No. Right?
People are not going to hire her. So I think she was definitely a privileged kid. She got into a lot of rooms because of her last name. So I don't think there's shame in that. I do think she worked hard. I do think that she really tried to create her own brand. But again, you had a lot of advantages that most people don't have.
Yeah, like her family built the elevator and all she had to do was step in and put the penthouse number on there.
It's very true. It's like the saying that you were born on third base, and you think you hit a triple, but you were born there, you know?
Yep.
So I don't know. A lot of people have thoughts on that. We're getting some text here that says, "Are you kidding me? Is she insane? The whole reason she's famous is because her last name was Hilton." This one says, "Don't think if her last name was Smith, she would be where she was." I mean, I don't know. Are there some Will Smith?
Hey, Paris Smith?
Maybe. Who knows? And that is what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. Barbara, you are caller 20.
Yay.
Good morning.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Let's do this. Let's make you a winner. We've got tickets for Derek Hough Symphony of Dance Encore at Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. Pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with Under the Sea, MapQuest, Game On, or Mickey Mouse Club?
Ooh. Good choices. The first one.
The first one, Under the Sea. Okay, Little Mermaid Day was on Monday. So these are all things that are associated with the Little Mermaid. Do you know a lot about the Little Mermaid?
Don't I? I mean, the movie was made the time I was born.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
nice.
Perfect. Because this is my one of my favorite Disney movies ever. So we got this. 6 and 60 okay. seconds is all we need, Barbara.
All right, guys, let's do this. Your heads up for 60 seconds. It starts now.
This is the name of the Little Mermaid.
Ariel.
Yes, this is who she falls in love with.
Eric.
Yes, this is her friend who is yellow and a fish.
Flounder.
Yes, this is the evil woman she gives her voice to.
Ursula.
Yes, this is her dad's name.
King Triton.
Yes, this is her little crab friend.
Sebastian.
Wow. Yeah! Wow. Barbara, this category did not stand a chance with you and I here. Congratulations. That was amazing. You just got a pair of tickets to see Derek Hough. This is going to be such a fun show. I'm so excited. Dancing with the Stars is on tonight. I don't know if you guys are watching, but oh my gosh, I'm obsessed. And he is doing his own thing. Symphony of Dance Encore at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. You are in for free. Congratulations.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Okay, just warning everyone, if you're about to jump on the internet this morning, it feels like the internet called in sick. Like you wake up, you reach for your phone, and suddenly half of your apps are giving you a major attitude. X was glitching, ChatGPT just spinning in circles, not working, League of Legends fans losing their minds, and the culprit is Cloudflare. Cloudflare? Yeah, so they had this outage first thing this morning, and it took out a chunk of the internet. They said services are starting to recover, although error rates might stay high for a bit. So a down detector got more than 11,000 outage reports for X by like 3:30 our time this morning. Most of them were about the app crashing. The funniest part was that down detector was also down while everyone was trying to complain and, you know, about other things being down. So it did, like people were trying to complain to it, but it couldn't because it was down. So it just turned into this huge digital domino line. So if you're having trouble getting on some of your favorite sites, I know Canva was down,
really?
Or still is down, ChatGPT, like X, just all of them are having issues this morning.
The site that I was experiencing issues with, and I didn't know this is a global or thing that was going wide, I go to this website for our station. It's called Unitarium. And it's a time calculator. And in our job, we have to hit specific stop sets or commercial breaks and songs at certain times. And I use this site religiously. So if you know, calculating time is so hard to do, like on paper. So I use this site. The site's down. I'm like,
oh no. You're like, how do I do this?
So I'm like writing my numbers down on pen and paper. I'm like, I just cross fingers.
This is how they did it in the olden days.
I don't like this. I do not want to be. Imagine doing radio back in the 80s.
Oh
I'm
my
good.
Gosh. Could you imagine? Also this morning, every time someone says, you know, you should have another baby, families are answering back with their bank accounts. There's a new American Family Survey shows that 70% of Americans say kids cost too much. That number jumped 13 points from last year. LendingTree, they estimated earlier this year that the cost of raising a child to 18 is nearly $300,000. So people are thinking long and hard before adding to the family. For the first time in the survey's history, money beat every other reason for why people are stopping at one or two kids. The birth rate in the U.S. is still so low. At one point, it was 6 children per woman. And yeah, that's not happening anymore.
I can't even imagine having 6 kids. I couldn't. I mean, max maybe 2 kids. At least in this lifetime.
I think it would be fun to have that many kids, but only if I had unlimited income and didn't have to worry about it. It's just way too expensive.
That is the one reason why we have not had kids yet.
Yeah, I get it.
Saving.
I get it. Finally, this morning, Dancing with the Stars is on tonight. I'm so excited. Is anyone else watching? Like, this season, I feel like, has just blown up. And Team Robert Irwin, for sure. But I guess there's some issues with one of the contestants who got kicked off, Corey Feldman. He was on earlier this season, and his time on Dancing with the Stars might have come with some sparks on the dance floor and some smoke in the courtroom, so to speak. His estranged wife, Courtney, just filed to increase her monthly support after she saw what his latest paycheck was from the show. So she described him as, you know, a well-known former child actor turned musician and entertainer, and listed her own jobs as a part-time barista and part-time Goodwill employee. So she married him in 2016. They split up in 2023. He started paying her $2,000 a month, which went up to $3,500 last year. But now she says she wants $7,226 a month because the dancers on that show reportedly get paid between $125,000 to $300,000. She's basically saying, if you bring home that Mirrorball money, I want Mirrorball support. And he's not even on it anymore. Here, he got kicked off.
And are they getting paid out by the dance or the week, or is this total?
I think it's the longer you go. Like, you get a lump sum. Honestly, what I've seen is they negotiate separately. So if the bigger the star you are, you'll probably make more money on that just initial paycheck. But you get more money for lasting week after week week.
So. I know that, what are we at, the top six?
Yeah, I think so. You've got Robert, Alex, Whitney, Jordan. Who else is left?
Dylan
is on there. So, and then Elaine.
Okay.
Yeah. So six. It's
I know your team, Robert. But do you think he's gonna win?
I do. I do. I think he's gonna win. I think he's got the skills. And I think he's got the people backing him up.
Okay.
Because the voting is a big part of it. Who do you think's going to win?
I think Jordan's going to win.
I don't think she has the backing of the fans
to
do it.
Do you have more of an insight than I have? Because I've only seen little clips here on social media.
Yeah.
I just know from what, like, as the technical standpoint.
Based on skill
set.
But he's gotten a perfect 40. She hasn't gotten one yet.
She has not got a perfect score. You would think Jordan's got a perfect score.
Yeah. They haven't given her one, at least not to my knowledge. I think she's gotten close.
I'm gonna start watching and
voting. You've gotta watch. Yes. We're getting texts. This one says Robert has to win. Everyone vote his name, please. This one says, I love Robert Irwin. I am with you. I mean, this is the official Robert Irwin station. Have you ever heard people say millennials ruin everything?
No.
You haven't heard that? Oh my gosh, I hear Gen Z say that all the time. Oh, millennials ruin everything.
Oh yeah.
Well, it turns out they're out here protecting their wallets more than anyone else. So there's this new Legal Shield survey that came out, and it found that millennials are 10 times more likely to get a prenup than boomers are. 10 times more likely. I had to read that twice. Honestly, I do think it kind of tracks. Marriage kind of feels like, I don't know, running off into the sunset. Or less like running off until the sunset, and then more like, okay, sitting down with all your accrued debt and stuff before you get married, and like, who has what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think it's kind of changed a little bit. Do you want to merge your disaster with their disaster, or do you want to protect each other from it? So the numbers are pretty wild here. I'm looking at them now. Almost 4 out of 10 millennials have a prenup. Gen X is really close behind. Gen Z's coming in at about a quarter, but boomers, they sit at 4%. So, you know, boomers, are you listening to this thinking like, wait, what are these kids doing out here? Do you guys, what are your thoughts on prenups? Would you ever get one? Did you get one? Did you want one because your partner was in debt and you wanted to protect yourself, or did you have something you wanted to protect yourself from? Are you in the camp of, yeah, I'd be cool with it, or no, I would be really offended if I was asked to sign one? 702-364-9400.
I take myself back to when James and I first got married in 2018, and it was an elopement. We kind of just were like, let's get married. We didn't really think or talk about prenups. And if James even brought it up, I think I'd be offended, only because, look, I don't even have any assets. Like, what 401k? What, you want some Converse I've had for the past 10 years? Yeah, like, I really have nothing to have given him at that time. But I feel like it's more of like, okay, here we are starting our life together, and we're already talking about the end of it. And I think maybe more pessimistically of it versus, we plan on spending the rest of our lives together. I do not want to talk about a prenup. I wouldn't say I wouldn't be open to it, but my initial reaction would be like,
wait, what? You want to talk about how this is already going to end versus how we're beginning? So I would take a little bit of offense to it.
Do you think, though, too, it's not just about what you have, it's what you don't have that you're bringing into the relationship? Because student debt is really the heartbeat of this whole thing. 77% of millennials with student loans say they would consider a prenup, because let's say he has $100,000 in student loans. That's just became yours.
Darn
that
it.
Is now yours. Unless there's a prenup. You know what? It's tough to say, because I get what you're saying. There was no prenup when Matt and I got married. We skipped it. We had nothing to protect. We were both broke. We were both in debt.
Right.
We were both trying to figure out life together. There was no big empire we needed to shield. We were just two like 20 somethings with maxed out credit cards, just trying to get through life. And I do not regret it at all. You know, started with nothing. It kind of forced us to do everything side by side, honestly. It kind of forced us to work together. But I do understand when people have stuff they need to protect. I don't know. Ramon, what do you think? Would you be offended if you got asked to sign a prenup?
I wouldn't be offended at all. I would sign one now if she wanted to. We didn't talk about it either. But yeah, it's just a form of protection, right? How many times do you speak to someone and they're like, oh, he or she took everything. I have nothing. She took the house. He took the house. And yeah, like, I'm not worth much anyways. I mean, I'm not afraid of losing anything. I mean, what would she take? My Raiders season tickets? Those are garbage anyways. So again, not offended. I think everyone should do it. You know what? They should make it mandatory to sign a prenup.
Do you think, though, that it is basically giving you a free out? Like, hey, you know, we don't have to work to save this marriage if things go south. We don't have to try and make things work because we're protected. We got this safety net.
Yeah, but I mean, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Why? You know what I mean? Why try to put a square peg in a circle, circle hole?
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Would you be offended? Did you sign one? Ashley, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning, you guys. Yes, no, I did sign a prenup one time. And no, I was not offended. I didn't even read it, actually. I just signed it.
So do you know what it says? Like, God forbid something happened?
No, I didn't know what it said, but I was marrying into a very wealthy family.
Yeah.
And there was no way the attorneys or anyone would have allowed me to not sign it. So it wasn't even an option.
Are you still together?
Oddly enough, I called off the wedding the day of our wedding.
What?
You called off the wedding the day of?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You can't leave us hanging. Can you tell us why you did that?
I just felt like I wasn't supposed to marry him, and then found out about a month after that he was with somebody else about a week before our wedding.
Oh my God.
Those, just go with your gut.
Yes, I was just going to say, those gut instincts, they kicked in. Ashley, I am really happy that you did that and that you knew well enough like that it wasn't going to work out. How was the wrath of the family when you did that?
They didn't really like me anyways, but that's okay. Their loss, my gain. I married an incredible man and I live a very great life.
Oh, that's amazing. It got you to where you needed to go. Sometimes those like bumps in the road, you don't realize that they're putting you on the road to something better. That's amazing. Ashley, thanks for calling. Let's talk to Christine. Christine, good morning. We're talking prenups. What do you think?
So I think it's fine. I was actually thinking about life insurance as an idea. When you were talking about, does it give you the idea of exiting the marriage or we don't have to work on it? But I'm like, well, if you have life insurance because you're just trying to protect your spouse, like as if something did happen later, accidentally or something, I mean, does that give you the reason to kill them? No. So,
but they will die.
One day.
At one point. What's the prenup going to do? Yeah. Doesn't mean your marriage has to end because you have one.
I hear that. No, I think it really depends on the relationship.
It does.
It's different. Big KB, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, Steph. Good morning, Mercedes. Listen, guys, I'm 12-12-71, all right? So I'm not a baby boomer, but I do believe that marriage is a sacred agreement. In the vows, it says, in sickness and in health, for better, for worse, until death do you part. So to me, it's kind of like an oxymoron if you sign the agreement like that, because you're going into the marriage with a failsafe, with an escape clause.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. And I think that's the big argument. That's kind of your argument, right, Steph? I think some people feel like, you know, this is going to make you work less to try to keep the marriage together. I mean, you want a prenup from me, you are going to walk away with the debt. Maybe I'll give you the good pillows. That's about it. That feels fair to me.
I didn't even think about when I got married. Wait, if we get divorced, who's going to get the dog? The dog would be a part of the prenup. If there was something a part of an agreement, I'm taking the dog.
That's already been decided. It sounds like you don't need a prenup for that. You've already made that decision.
I'm going to make my own little prenup if James and I don't work out.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's talk to Rita. Rita, you're caller 20.
Yay!
Are you ready to try and conquer the Mega Minute?
I am ready.
The hesitation, though. You know what? This is serious business. We got these Jonas Brothers tickets for you. We want to get them for you right now. All you got to do is answer these 10 questions in 60 seconds or less, and you're going to the concert. You ready, Rita?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
All right, Rita, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
How many brothers are in the Jonas Brothers band?
Three.
Yes. In what sport is love a score?
Tennis.
Yes. Austin is the capital of which U.S. state?
Texas.
Yes. Will Ferrell plays the character Buddy in which Christmas movie?
Elf.
Yes. Which board game has players use tiles to form words and earn points?
Scrabble.
Yes. How many years are in half a century?
50.
Yes. What is a baby lion called?
Cub.
Yes. Which actor played John McClane in Die Hard?
Pass.
Which Dr. Seuss book features a mischievous cat wearing a red and white striped hat?
Cat in the Hat.
Yes, Wolverine and Storm were mutants in which superhero fighting group?
Pass.
Which actor played John McClane in Die Hard?
Bruce Willis.
Yes, Wolverine. Oh, no. God. Rita, you almost had it. You almost had it. You got through all 10 of the questions. We just had that last one. Wolverine and Storm were mutants in which superhero fighting group? That's the X-Men.
That hurts. Brokenhearted.
I know. I thought she had it for sure, Rita. I loved how she stayed so calm and composed, just answered the questions, moved on. I'm so sorry, Rita. Those hurt more than the ones where people just skip. When you're so close. So thank you for trying, Rita. That means caller 20. These tickets are yours, four of them, to the Jonas Brothers at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Plus, you'll qualify for the grand prize meet and greets for two of you with the Jonas Brothers. Caller 20, you get these tickets right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Well, DoorDash has confirmed they had a data breach, and they say hackers got access to names, phone numbers, email addresses, even physical addresses for some customers. The company says the incident was discovered on October 25th. They stress that none of the compromised information included social security numbers or anything tied to your financial accounts, but the breach did happen after an employee fell for a social engineering attack, which I feel like that's the corporate way of saying someone tricked them into clicking something they should not have, basically. DoorDash says they are tightening security, but it's just another reminder that even the biggest platforms have people behind keyboards who still get fooled, you know?
As long as we can still order on DoorDash,
you're okay with that.
Yes, I love DoorDash. That's one of the notifications that I get all the time. You know how you'll mute some apps? Those are the apps I don't mute.
Why don't you mute your DoorDash app?
Because it tells you the deals. Hey, 30% off Taco Bell if you order in the next 2 hours.
Oh, they give you like deals for the time?
Yes.
Oh, I never knew that. I turn off my notifications for that.
I dislike DoorDash. I'm a strong believer that the only food that should be delivered is pizza. Every time we do DoorDash, it comes in cold.
Oh, really? Where'd you order from that came in cold?
Chipotle, every single time.
Never order Chipotle takeout, ever. Even from the Chipotle app, I hate picking up.
Oh, well, maybe it's Chipotle and not DoorDash.
It's probably Chipotle.
Also this morning, a new breakdown from Google Keyword Planner data shows which NFL teams people hate the most. You guys want to take a guess on the top spot?
Wait, this should be easy, though. It should be the Dallas Cowboys.
You think the Dallas Cowboys?
They should be 1 through 5.
What do you think?
I thought it was the Chiefs.
No, it is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
The most hated team in the NFL, and they are the most disliked team in 13 states, including Alabama, California, Texas. The Raiders came in second.
Really?
Hated in 8 states, which, I mean, I know the Raiders experience has not been great as of late, but there's no reason to hate that.
I assume
right?
that the Midwest, that the Colorado, Missouri area is probably the biggest hated right there with the Broncos and the Chiefs.
Probably. After that, the Jets and the Packers tie in 6 states each. Then the Cowboys and the Steelers, they tie with 3 states each. The Chiefs did not land in the most hated category this time.
Really?
Which is surprising after like the nonstop spotlight that they've had for the last few seasons. Eagles fans always say people are jealous. Just based on this list, people are typing that jealousy into Google pretty loudly.
Yesterday's game, can we talk about it?
No.
The Cowboys and the Raiders. I'm sorry, whenever I watch a Raiders game on TV, I get so surprised. Like last night, the Cowboys, whenever they would get a touchdown, why was the stadium so loud and screaming?
Because there were more Cowboys fans there than there were Raiders fans.
That is
just a fact.
For sure. Why show up if you got a clown show product on the field?
I'm so sorry, Ramon.
I wasn't even there.
How are you feeling, by the way, about that game?
Expected. So, I mean, the season's been over for a while, so just waiting for the season to be over, kind of.
Well, I feel like, and this is, I don't know, maybe the optimist in me. where I watched that game last night and I thought, well, at least they didn't lose by as much as they usually lose by. You know what I mean? I felt like, at first they were losing pretty bad, but then they didn't they get like 19?
Yeah, something like that.
Wasn't it 16?
Or 16,
see,
yeah.
At least it's something.
I was like, they got double digits. So yes. Like, that's an improvement.
Good
that's
job,
we gotta look at that. Finally, this morning. So have you guys heard about this new TikTok bed trend that they claim is going to make you sleep better?
No.
It's called the potato bed trend, and it's going around social media. It's basically where people are surrounding themselves with pillows, so the whole setup looks like they are tucked inside a giant baked potato. So basically, you start with a fitted sheet,
okay?
And you lay that on top of your bed, but you don't wrap it around the mattress.
Why?
Because that's part of the potato of it. So then you take your pillows and you fill in the entire edges of the fitted sheet with pillows and blankets and stuff like that. And then you get in the middle and you have like a mountain of pillows and blankets surrounding you. And they say that when you pull the blanket over the top and climb into your little human nest, they say it feels calming. It feels more comforting than just a regular mattress. It looks a little chaotic, but if they say it helps you fall asleep faster, no judgment here.
Are you said you've been struggling with sleep lately, Mercedes. Is this a trend that you might get behind that you think might help you?
No, I like my weighted blanket way too much to try the potato one. I need to put a blanket or a baked potato over those dolls that stare at me husband has.
Yeah, I think you need to get rid of those, actually.
Oh my gosh.
Not rid of them in the, like, in a sense of giving them away, but just putting them in another room.
Well, now my husband, he is playing up on this whole thing where I'm scared of them. And he was in the bedroom last night. He goes, I think those dolls are staring at you. It's freaking me out.
That wouldn't make me sleep. I'd be like, get it, you and your claws and everything else, get out of here.
If I demand that, he's gonna demand I get rid of something too. I'm trying to think like what I have.
Your laboo-boos.
Yeah. But they're hidden. Like, I don't have them out on display.
You know, when you say if you were ever to sign a prenup, maybe he would have wanted those. He'd be like, laboo-boos, they're mine.
No, he doesn't want those, trust me. Okay, tell me why I opened the door yesterday and I thought I was about to get recruited for some sort of secret mission. Some guy showed up at my house yesterday and it was really bizarre. And I don't know if this was a scam or if this was legit, if anyone knows about this or if this guy showed up at your house. But this guy shows up at the house yesterday and he's saying our address was selected by the government.
What?
For the current population survey.
Oh.
I'm like, my first reaction was nope. absolutely not. Because who gets randomly selected for anything unless it involves like either paying taxes or jury duty? I want nothing to do with this. So I walk away. My husband's there at the door. I'm like, you're dealing with this. So he handles it. But I'm listening. And I am immediately suspicious. And maybe this is just bad. Maybe I'm not as nice as I thought I was, but this guy was very polite. He was very calm. He was smiling, all of it. But Matt was just not playing around with him. So the first thing he does is he sticks his phone in his face and takes a picture of him.
No, he doesn't.
He goes, let me take your picture. And the guy, Matt even goes, smile.
What?
The dude smiled. He was so nice. But also, like, serial killers can be nice. So I just, so he takes a picture of it. And he takes a picture of the badge he was wearing. He would have taken fingerprints if he could have. But so Matt said we were about to sit down for dinner, which was true. But the guy asked, he's like, your address was selected, so we can't like not come here and go somewhere else. Like, we need to use your address specifically. You don't have to participate if you don't want to, but like, this isn't the thing I can pass off to someone else. So the guy, Matt says, okay, I'll give you my phone number. You can call me some other time because we can't do this now. So the guy leaves and we're still standing there like, what the heck was that? Like, is that some government thing or is that some scam?
And he gave me like he gave us paperwork.
Oh,
like I brought it today, but this looks like something I could have just printed out on my printer. You know, and it says your address has been selected to participate in the current population survey, but it says it's from the United States Census. And
makes
I'm like,
sense.
Is there a census going on right now? I don't think there's a census happening right now. Is there?
So my mom, she actually used to work for the census a long time ago, and she said that census surveys, they can happen any time of the year.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if it's like something you should be too skeptic about, but you said he had a badge on. You said that he said he worked for the census, right? Did he have like a census bag with him or like a census laptop?
He had a laptop with him.
Aha, yes.
Like, just look at my husband's Instagram. We have a picture of the
You have a picture of
he
him?
He posted it on his Instagram.
God,
he's like, I know. I was like, dude, I don't know, but super nice guy. I just don't know if this was legit or not.
I'm going through his Instagrams. Oh my, is this the guy on his page? This guy looks legit.
Are you sure?
Yes. So my mom did the same thing. She had her cute little badge. She had her little laptop out. She gave you paperwork. All of these sound like green flag census people to me. Not a scam.
I was scared. Does anyone know? Or has there ever been something that you were like, is this real or is this not real? And you really question it. Maybe it turned out to be real. 702-364-9400. Hey, Oshie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely true because I had the same experience.
They came for a population survey?
Yes, absolutely. And she gave me a number and we called that number to verify it. And she told us, we will keep coming until you do it.
Oh, they're forcing you to do the survey, Mercedes.
This letter says, the success of this survey depends on your participation. We cannot substitute another address for yours. Your address is part of a scientifically selected sample of addresses chosen throughout the country.
The Las Vegas population is counting on you and your household, Mercedes.
I don't know what to think about that, but seriously, I feel bad if this is legit because, like I said, my husband was very kind of cold and skeptical to this guy. Does anyone have a job where you're automatically disliked? Aww. Like, you are a good person, but just because you do this for a living, people automatically dislike you. And that's kind of how it was. I feel terrible now. This guy was probably the nicest person in the world.
Well, you don't know about it. So if I were you too, I'd be like, who are you? Where do you live? What's your driver's license? Like, I would be the same. But since my mom was in it, I have an idea. So I get it.
Do you have a job that you had that you were automatically hated?
I don't have it, but a family member has it. And I feel so bad
for
them.
Okay, well, let's find out what those jobs are. If you have one where people just automatically dislike you, we want to hear from you. We'll take your calls. It's Mercedes in the morning. So last night we had a visitor. Some guy walked up to our door, told us our house was selected by the government for the current population survey. And right away, my brain said, nope. And my husband was like he was security detail. The guy was super nice, calm, polite, friendly. But it just, everything felt strange to us. So, my husband was kind of short with him, honestly, and kind of just was like, what are your intentions? And so now we're talking about those jobs where you're automatically suspicious and you haven't even done anything. People are automatically side-eyeing you. Do you have one of those jobs? 702-364-9400. Crystal, you actually had an experience with one of these people. What happened?
Yes, Mercedes. This lady came to my house. She was an elder lady. And she was telling me she was from the census, and I was like, oh, okay. I was like, but I don't want to participate. She was like, no, you have to, so here's the letter. I was like, okay, you totally like it.
They're going to bully you until they're going to keep visiting. It's going to go on and on. So I guess we might as well just do it,
right? You got to. You have to. It's your duty to put this in the survey.
Oh, gosh. This is just like so odd. We're getting some texts here on the jobs where people automatically dislike you. This one says, my husband is a dentist. And when people meet him, they say, I hate the dentist. Okay, thanks.
<That's>
What a way to start things off. This one says, my mom and dad are insurance agents and people blame them
for their rates going up. Like, it's not them specifically. It's the companies. This one says, I used to be a principal. No one wants to be talking to the principal. Automatic fear factor when they see me coming in. Have you? So what was the job that you think automatically makes you a target?
My nephew is a CHP officer, highway patrol.
Oh.
And he was telling me the stories when I went to go visit him. He said he had to work a protest. And he was standing in the front lines and all those protesters were cursing him out, spitting on him, telling him, I'm going to track you down and you and your family are going to, you know what, just bad
things. That's terrible.
And he goes, that is just the tip of the iceberg on the things that he gets talked to about daily. From people, just regular civilians.
That makes me feel terrible. Like,
I know.
He's just out there trying to help. And now it makes me question, like, the jobs I side-eye. Like, when I go to the mall, it's not that I side-eye the job. It's just I avoid eye contact completely with the kiosk people.
Oh, don't get me started on those people.
I know you're just doing your job, but I think sometimes they can be too aggressive. Not
yes.
all of them. And that's the thing, when they like will literally follow you down. And I'm like, no, thank you. I'm good. Thank you. And so I just try really hard to avoid eye contact.
Yeah, mall kiosk people. I don't even try to go to the mall because of those kiosk people. Amazon all the way.
Or find a way around them. We're getting some other texts. This one says, I work for an HOA. I'm sure you can understand how people just automatically hate me. Have you ever had one of those jobs, Ramon?
I have not, but I think anyone that works in customer service is automatically hated because you only call customer service when something is wrong. So you're already mad about your bank card getting stolen or your Amazon not working. So you're probably on hold for a very long time. Or sometimes you have to talk to a robot and you're pressing zero to talk to a real life person. So by the time you get to a person, you're probably already mad.
Yeah, I think that they automatically get a bad rap. I also think one of the toughest jobs, not that people dislike you, but the person who has to have the samples at Costco, people like, man, they manhandle them.
Yeah, but I love them because I'm going back and the sweet old lady, yo, come on back for more.
I know, but if you don't take one of their samples, they look crushed.
No, I think they're relieved.
I think they're like, oh, but this is smoked salmon. You love it. I'm like, I don't know. I'm good.
No, the liquid IV people. Those samples, I don't care about you. I want the smoked salmon.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, and it is Nikki. Nikki, you're caller 20. You ready for Heads Up?
Hello.
Hi, you ready to play Heads Up?
Yes, we are.
All right.
I have my daughter with me.
Oh, what's your daughter's name?
Rachel,
hi. This is great. I love this. When you have more than one person in, anyone can shout out the answer. As long as I hear the correct one, we are going to take it. So we've got four categories for you guys. Do you want to go with Royal Highness, Setup Camp, Globetrotter, or Scorpio Season?
Globetrotter.
Globetrotter it is. Start your own Country Day is on Saturday. So these are just different countries, okay?
Okay.
Oh, man. I'll do my best on this one. We just need 60 seconds. Yeah, we got this. We can get it done. Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
Okay.
You guys do got this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
This is the country that you would find Tokyo in.
Japan.
Yes. This is the country you'd find Rome in.
Italy.
Yes, this is where you would find Bangkok.
Thailand.
Yes, this is where you would find Sydney.
Australia.
Yes, this is where you would find Istanbul.
Turkey.
Yes, this is where you would find Rio de Janeiro.
Brazil.
Yes, easy. Oh my gosh. Nikki, we killed that. I am literally in shock. I was like, I am not going to be good at this. But you were so great, Nikki. Oh, thank you for being an awesome partner. You are going to see the Nutcracker.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch. Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is F1 week here in Las Vegas, and we are so excited trying to help all of you non-fans become F1 fans by giving you a little lesson each day. It's F1 for the 702, and my daughter Sophie is back. Hi, yay! Sophie!
Good morning.
We have learned so much from you so far. We've learned about the drivers as they equate to pop stars. We've learned about the Constructors' Championship versus the individual Drivers' Championship. Steph, you're not quite an F1 fan yet. Do you have a question that you want to ask Sophie today?
Yeah, Sophie. I heard there's some drama on the races, and I want to know, like, who has rivalries against who? Because we know it's not all peaches.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not all peaches. But first, Steph, yesterday you mentioned you wanted a driver that I think you might like.
Oh, yes. Oh,
you're
going to
pick. This is official. This is like, okay, you are going into the sorting hat and we are picking you your driver.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yes. So I think the driver that you would like is from the Williams team, and his name is Alex Albon.
Ooh, I like that.
I love Alex. Oh my gosh, he is such a good pick for her, Sophie.
I just think you both have just such a kind energy and aura about yourselves, and I think you would just really resonate with him. And then if I had to do a secondary pick, I would probably say Charles Leclerc, because I know you love your Momo, and Charles has his Leo that he loves.
Oh, I'm loving this Leclerc guy already, and with the dog. Does he bring the dogs in on the racetracks?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, that's
absolutely
totally me.
He goes everywhere.
I love it.
Okay, so either Alex Albon or Charles Leclerc, you can pick one, but I think, oh my gosh, those are perfect picks for Steph, Sophie. You really analyze that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, let's talk about the tea.
Who are the big rivals on the track?
So I'd say a common rival between a lot of the teams has been Red Bull. Mm. Red Bull has just been a target of the other teams. You see, everyone has been trying to take them off the top spot. I mean, McLaren has done so. There's been a rivalry between them, especially last season. So everyone usually is trying to take off Red Bull off that top spot, and now it's going to be McLaren going forward. And also along the same lines, a lot of people are trying to take Max off of that top spot. You'll notice Max Verstappen races using the number one, and the number one is reserved for the reigning world champion. So a lot of the drivers, they're trying to get that number one.
Oh, so if he doesn't win the championship, does Lando get it?
Lando will have the option to go from 4 to 1, and that will make Max go back to his original number of 33.
Oh, that's a big deal. That's okay. A big deal.
Is there any rivalries within teammates? Like if they're on Team Mercedes and these two players are racers, they don't like each other? Or is there any type of drama like that?
See, this is a really interesting point because they're on a team. You're working together. You're trying to get that highest possible Constructors' Championship spot. However, you are constantly being compared to your teammate because if you're not performing, they have a reserve driver ready to go and take your seat.
Oh, like a second string quarterback?
Yes.
Oh, my
exactly.
God.
So you have to be at your top performance at all times. So you want to make sure you're keeping up with your teammate. And if you're beating your teammate, then you're doing an amazing job.
Well, let's not beat around the bush. There's a huge rivalry right now between Lando and Oscar, who are on the same team.
Absolutely. So Lando and Oscar, they both race for the McLaren team. They're both in contention for the championship. It's giving like a reminiscent of Nico Rosberg versus Lewis Hamilton on Mercedes a few years ago. And it's just really ramping up. A lot of people think there are some political things going on behind the scenes, but the drivers are just trying to focus on the on-track activities. So that is something to really look out for, because when it comes to winning that World Drivers' Championship, it's a big deal, and both of them really want it.
Wow.
The tea is piping hot.
So in like pop culture terms, it's like the Jonas Brothers are kind of like at rivalries with each other, and Nick wants to go solo again type of thing?
Oh, I would say we're going for album of the year.
Oh, nice way of putting it.
Yeah, everyone wants to be the top performer of the year and get that highest recognition.
But you all kind of smile and say, yay, happy for the other person.
Congratulations.
Yes,
Sophie,
exactly.
Thank you for the F1 for the 702 fact of the day.
Yay!
Of course. Have a great day, everyone.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Travel season is upon us, and airports across the country are finally calming down a little bit. The FAA, they lifted its emergency flight reduction order that had been in place for a week to manage the staffing shortage among the air traffic controllers during the government shutdown, and that order just caused thousands of delays and cancellations right as we're headed into peak Thanksgiving travel. Now, since the restrictions were lifted yesterday morning, schedules have slowly started to look normal again. The other big change is not as traveler friendly. So the Trump administration rescinded the rules that required airlines to compensate passengers for long delays. So if your flight is hours late, there's no longer an official way to hold that airline accountable. People are already stressed about holiday travel. So that move's not really easing much anxiety for those that are delayed.
Does that mean they can still get compensated by points or by, I don't know.
They don't have to do anything now.
That is insane.
sorry.
I'm just trying to think in simpler terms. Like, I know money might not get refunded, but at least some type of airfare might know.
That's up to the airline if they want to do that, but now they don't have to do anything. So, also this morning, if you are putting up a real Christmas tree this year, you are officially in the minority. A new survey from the American Christmas Tree Association has found that 83% of people use a fake tree
only 17% plan to buy a real one. What do you guys use?
I'm all fake tree, but I also live in an apartment and my fake tree is like 4 feet tall.
Okay, Ramon?
Fake tree all the way. I've never even had a real tree ever in my life. I don't even know where to get one.
They have like the Christmas tree lots all over.
Oh, those are real? Oh, okay, gotcha.
Those are real. We have fake trees also, but when I was a kid, we had to go get a Christmas tree, and we went to this Christmas tree farm in Colorado Springs.
Stop.
Where we literally, my mom would pack us lunches, like pack sandwiches and chips and stuff, and we'd go down there with my dad's saw, and we'd cut down our own Christmas tree.
This is straight out of a movie.
Yeah, it was totally like a movie. And then we'd always have to get two of them because my aunt needed one and she couldn't go down there. So we'd always have to, we just walk around this Christmas tree farm and try to find like the best tree and then cut it down and take it back. And I look back and I know that's what the farm was there for, but I'm like, man, we're there cutting down trees that ended up in the trash can.
Get it on a Home Depot instead.
Oh, but one time we had a Christmas tree in our house, and as we're decorating it, I thought it was like that, you know, like those spider webs that you use for Halloween?
Yes, I hate those.
I thought some of that got mixed up in there, and I'm like, what the heck? And I'm pulling it. It was a real spider web in the tree, and there was a gigantic spider in the middle of it.
And that's why people don't get real trees, excuse me, right?
Yeah.
The real trees attract all that stuff.
After that, I was like, let's just go with the fake Christmas trees. Less cleanup,
How did
sure.
you transport the two trees?
My dad had a big truck, and we just threw them in the back of the
truck. It wasn't like Christmas vacation? We just threw it on top of the car?
No.
Oh, darn it.
Dad was known as the Clark Griswold of our neighborhood, so I could totally see that happening.
Oh, that's awesome.
Finally, this morning, the Wicked press tour is leading to some interesting teases. At a recent cast panel, Ariana Grande hinted that the story may not end with the second movie. She compared it to Cher, the singer Cher. Mm-hmm. She said, if we have learned anything from Cher, there is always another farewell tour.
Oh, no.
She also said the cast is not going anywhere and that these characters have become part of their lives forever. It was not a confirmation of a third movie, but she dropped enough hints to keep fans wondering. And the Cher mention is fun timing because the two of them will be together on Saturday Night Live on December 20th. Ariana's hosting and then Cher's going to be the musical guest.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Do you really think, though, that there will be a third Wicked movie?
Well, is there a third part to it? Because, I mean, what the Broadway show is just the two acts. And so is there something written that I don't know about that shows life after that?
I do want to say that you want to be careful because you don't want to make it turn into like seem like a money grab, you know what I mean? Because the first Wicked movie is already longer than the play. You could have probably made the book into one movie. So if you're trying to, you know, add more, you might be stretching it too thin. You don't want to lose your audience either.
I do want to know what happens though after.
Okay, after we watch Wicked Part 2, which tonight, I can't wait.
Yeah, we get to have our advanced screening. We're really excited.
Lucky.
And I just think after that, I will be able to tell like, oh, okay, there. I could see a third movie being happening. But I just don't see it. Like, I want it to end where it's supposed to end and not feel like it's being dragged out too long.
Exactly. Well, like, yeah, who's gonna write that, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't even know if that story exists, but I just think it's so funny how, you know, in the movie The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy's literally trapped in the basement. She's terrified for her life. And then, you know, thanks to Wicked, that Glinda and Elphaba are upstairs singing about their friendship while this is all happening.
Hey, this is all a play, okay?
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. Kids think that they are invincible. They make these wild choices because they're just too young to see any danger, or they just assume nothing bad's going to happen. And we've all done something once where as an adult, you look back and you think, what in the world was I thinking? So Ramon, this started with you. What, you saw something the other day that took you right back to your own dumb kid moment. What happened?
Yeah, just driving down the street, driving down the neighborhood when I saw, three kids riding on a bike. The problem was they were all on one bike. So three kids, one bike, you know, one obviously pedaling, one on the handlebars, and one, like, you know, on the pegs on the back holding on. Obviously no helmets, no any kind of padding. And I shook my head, you know, said that was dumb, but my head my head shaking turned into a real quick smile because it then brought me back when I was like, man, I remember some of those things I did with my bike. It was classic.
What did you do?
We would make homemade ramps. So we would, you know, just spread them apart, see how far we could gap them. At one point, we even started a fire in between the gaps. So now we're jumping over the fire.
Oh my gosh. What is this, X Games?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Thank you, ESPN. But yeah, I just remember so good. I remember at one point I would scrape up my knees so bad. I still have the scars from them. But my mom would, every day now, my mom would be like, give me a quick turnaround. Let me see where you cut yourself this time.
Oh, have you ever done something as a kid that you look back on now and you're just like, oh my gosh, like I am lucky I survived. That is ridiculous. What was I thinking? 702-364-9400. Were you like a daredevil child, Steph?
No, I was the complete opposite. And the one time I wanted to be a daredevil, I ended up breaking my foot. And that's the time when I jumped off my friend's roof. Remember that, Mercedes?
Yeah, you were sneaking out of your house or something, right?
Yes. So when I was 14 going on 15, and it's the summer right before that sophomore year, I thought it would be a great idea to sneak out of my friend's room. And she had that room window where it faces out. Easy. Get out, walk on the roof, and jump. And some boys picked us up. We were boy crazy at the time. I know.
Still are,
baby. No, and then they're like, all right, so how are we going to get off? Like, what's our plan? Are we planning on, like, going and maneuvering? I'm like, no, let's just jump off. They're like, all right, you first.
Oh, my gosh. So, did they jump after they saw you broke your foot?
Sure did. We jump off, and my friend's front yard had, like, a little hill. I jumped right on it, broke my foot. I'm limping. One of the guys who came to pick us up is helping me up. Still ended up going, friend two jumped. Friend three. Friend two sprained her ankle. Friend three landed on someone and didn't have a scratch.
What was your dumb kid moment? 702-364-9400. Kenny, hey, good morning. What'd you do?
Good morning. So I grew up on a farm, right? So I got my first car when I was 13. And, you know, I picked up my friends. I was only allowed to drive on dirt roads, but we didn't know you couldn't drive like that fast on a dirt road. So we're hitting about 65 miles per hour on this dirt road at the back end of my little Geo Metro, started to fishtail.
Oh, my God.
And all of a sudden, we took out, like, half of a mile of fencing, and the car started to, like, teeter on one side, and then it stopped. It landed on all wheels, and we were like, oh, my God, we're alive.
Oh, my gosh. You know a story is going to be good when it starts with, I grew up on a farm. There's always something good that's going to come from that. I'm trying to think for me, like, when I do remember one time when I was 10, and my cousin and I, we were visiting in New Mexico, and my cousin and I were just, like, playing around my grandma's backyard, and we found, like, this full wooden door. Like, I don't know where this door came from, but it was, like, just in a pile of scrap stuff. And so instead of, like, asking where it came from or what we should do with it or who needed it, we thought it would make a perfect sled. The problem was we were in New Mexico, and it was a summertime, so there's no snow anywhere. So we decided, okay, grass will work. This will be fine. So we lug this door up this gigantic hill and sat on it like these two geniuses, and we pushed off, and that thing took off like it was greased. I don't know why it went so fast. We flew down, we picked up speed, and we hit this sprinkler head, this random sprinkler head. So we went, poof, it like bucked us up into the air. And then I remember we landed and we rolled. And then me and my cousin both popped up and we looked at each other and we were like, she goes, are you okay? I was like, I'm fine. And we were scared. So we like took the door back to where we found it. And we never said a word after that.
I'm getting a visual of you and your cousin. You know that scene from Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey and he's in the back of the motorcycle and goes, wee, that's you and your cousin right there.
Oh my gosh. We went back. My mom, I had grass stains, dirt all over me, scraped elbows. She's like, what did you do now?
Good times.
I told her, I was like, we rode a door down the hill, and she didn't even ask. She just rolled her eyes and walked away. I was like, yeah, there's no explanation.
Oh, man.
It's Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.